About a year ago, Gina Guak, a high school student from Bellevue, Washington, was in New York with her mom. They were in Times Square, and they walked past a show promoter whose pitch they couldn't quite hear, so they leaned in, but then they heard what he shouted directly at them.
All I heard was, "Don't speak English, huh?" And it was just like something that no one really assumed about me before.
Guak is Asian American. She says that was one of the first times she had experienced overt racism.
I knew I wasn't alone in experiencing this kind of stuff, so I wanted to like share these stories and create some kind of platform where Asian Americans can share their own stories. And so I texted Hope and I was like, "Hey, you want to start a magazine with me?"
And that is what Guak did with her friend, Hope Yu.
The high school students are now working to put out the fourth issue of an online magazine called What We Experience.
All of these stories, all these experiences that while I've been like subject to hearing them, so many people across the country have not heard them. These stories, if written down, could really last for a long time. And I think those stories are something that people need to hear.
What We Experience offers first-person essays and opinion pieces on topics like mental health and gender and the diversity of the immigrant experience.
There are also poems, drawings, and reviews of movies and restaurants.
It's a place where anyone, regardless of race, age, gender sexuality, etc., can come and hopefully relate to something. And in that way, can be almost healing in a sense.
Guak and you hope to make the magazine last by handing it over to a new group of students.